Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Friday night show. It is, I believe, 8, and I think it's the 16th today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, you better watch out. I'm going to tell you straight as I can possibly tell you. If you do not watch out, and if we do not watch out, and you can almost bet that we're likely to have a communist president and vice president. Because, as I said last night, Raskin out of the Wire State, Maryland. Raskin has said even if Trump wins, they're going to take him out and do something. And then I'm going to tell you, I also said that the next stage after this is a World War III. And then it's kind of interesting. Now, here's the interesting part, because we've now talked about the second week. I talked last night about the Great Lakes region again, and I talked to you about it last week. Where last week there were 15 Stratotankers up there. That means buku planes and helicopters and searching everywhere across Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. Then the Canadian planes were on Erie, on the Canadian side of all the lakes and up into Superior. The whole nine yards, okay? They're searching everything. And then as of yesterday, I was telling you that there was an F-35 up there doing racetracks, and F-35 doing racetracks looking for something, even on the roads out of Green Bay and Appleton and different things like that. And I've talked to you about the fact that there's a high probability, it's almost certain now, because of what I'm going to tell you after this, it's going to be another telltale. But here's the deal. The Russians have a submarine, which is not like the Yellow Submarine or something, but it's more of a different type of submarine that already has a nuclear weapon on board, and then it is a drone submarine. There are not men on the submarine driving it. I guess I never said that, but I should have. So we don't have the Beatles on there driving the Yellow Submarine. Or the Russians. You got a drone submarine that lays flat on the bottom, quiet. It don't have its engines running, nothing. But it's got megatons of nuclear weapon on board. It can be awakened on a timer, where it's on its own timer, and a certain timer, it pops up and blows the nuke. Blows the nuclear weapon on board, which if it's in Superior or Michigan or Huron or any of them, you're going to send a wall of water down so fast you cannot believe. And then that's going to come down the center of the United States. Now, when I told you all of that, and I told you about the F-35, but I've also, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I've also told you for months now, because from the deep backside, I've told you that the strong probability they were bringing them in through the St. Lawrence Seaway on cargo vessels that look like a sailing, you know, like a regular vessel, but they had cargo ports on the side that were specifically designed. I don't have the picture on my computer. I saw a picture one time. And then that has come down through there. Now, people say, well, why don't they see them in their Russian ball caps and stuff? And why don't we stop them or the Canadians stop them? Because it ain't like that. It's like, hi, this is Panamanian registry tanker or Liberian registry cargo ship. And this is Captain Ahab, the Dayhab of of Monte Carlo on board. How are you today, Harbor Master? Or how are you today, Pier 51 Master? I'm just passing through on the way to Duluth or on the way to such and such with a cargo of bup-bup of containers. Freedom to pass. Oh, yeah, go on ahead. That's all they're doing. So then they get on up, and when you get to deeper water, you see, because you're not really checking into it, then they can offload these quickly. And there may be as many as two of them up there, because each side, if you think about big wooden-like things that are the length of a sub on the whole length of a good vessel, and if you pop the hatch, and then they all of a sudden flip down, and then they can dump those subs right in the water. The subs then are programmed to go where they're going to go. And then they go straight to the bottom and then run along the bottom. Because the Great Lakes are deep. You could have one in Erie, one in Huron. You could have one in Michigan. You have one in Superior. Or what have you. And they lay on the bottom, and that's the deal. Now, since I first talked about that story months ago, we've been seeing them go up there to look for them, haven't we? Somebody knew that that was a possibility or a high probability. And the U.S. military was sending flights up, and they would send P-3 Orions. They would send our P-8, interestingly enough, same name, Poseidon aircraft, which is one of the best sensors, okay? Maybe because they're able to possibly detect or want to hopefully detect the Russian Poseidon submarine. And we had a sub that got into it with the Russians, and there was two subs and a special sub. Didn't know all about the details of it back then, but this was a few years ago up in Alaska. Do you remember that up in Alaska where all of a sudden we had trouble with Russian submarines down below? And there was two Russian subs, and one was a test sub and all that kind of stuff. But here's the deal. We had all these tankers up there. We had the F-35. We had RC-135s. We had E-3 after E-3 going up there. You had helicopters out the wazoo going up there from all kind of things. On the Canadian side of the border, you had Canadian planes on the Canadian side of the border overlooking everything. From St. Lawrence Seaway on west into Erie and then Huron and, you know, up above, and then we're down below and going all over the thing. So now here's the deal. The people watching that, who really watch it all the time. Watch it almost 24/7 or a large portion of the time. So up there now, what they're doing is they're only leaving some of the stratotankers on. But you see, they went from 15 stratotankers and down yesterday, I think they had about, three or four up there showing that they were still squawking. But that kind of situation means that they're turning off the others. They're not turning their transponders off. And they're not going to show up on the ADS-B. Only you can still watch certain ones go. We saw E-3s go from Tinker in Oklahoma going up there. And they were command and control. You see, occasionally, you see a Topeka refueling tanker come out of there. There's different things. Saw stuff out of Wright-Patterson go up into there. Different events. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what we've got on that is an interesting telltale. So we still had traffic and we still had arrivals coming. Now today, from southern Ohio on up into Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, all that stuff, just a little bit before it come on air, there was no military traffic at all. The telltale is that there was no military traffic in the Great Lakes at all. And there is always some traffic up there. And in Ohio, and in Indiana, and in Illinois, and Minnesota, and Michigan, and Wisconsin, all those different places. North Dakota, you see all that stuff. And consequently, the telltale is that nobody is transponding now. So then that also means they've had to clear out some of the commercial traffic. Oh, God bless the farmer from Iowa. This is good news. We've had some good news for prayer. And thank the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And yes, dear farmer's wife, I'm going to tell you, I got a strong voice that the Lord preserved, but everything else is not strong. Okay? And if I'm not sitting in this chair with the oxygen, then I cannot breathe at all, hardly, when I walk. So God bless, though. We prayed for the farmer, and he made a last visit to his surgeon recently with an ultrasound and CAT scan. It was good news. Doesn't need to go back until February, so he's cleared to go to the field when it's time to combine the corn and beans. Thank you. There is power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in the blood. God bless you all. And to all the others out there, may Lord Jesus touch you. And I'm going to say, let's say a prayer for good old Steve Quayle tonight. He's rehabbing his knee, and we need to get him going. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a much bigger event than what he thought initially. And I will say this, Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle right now, Lord Jesus? Will you go to him? Will you touch him? Will you touch him and let him know that it's you? Because he will know it's you, because he has seen you before. And Lord Jesus, provide Brother Steve Quayle medical miracles he needs right now, and help him to rehab his leg and be able to walk properly and all of the things. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you all out there. So, and then the farmer's wife is canning salsa from the tomatoes. God bless you. God bless you. Any prayers for Old Hawk are welcome. Let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, welcome prayers, and any kind of assistance is most welcome as well. I'll just give that out while I think about it, because sometimes I forget it or leave it to the end. Anything can be sent to, you can send a card or a letter and talk to me, and if you enclose something, that is most wonderful, because it's most needed and wanted. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return anything to you 10,000-fold. Or you can just leave a note, say hi. And I bless you all out there. Anybody who says, could be a little bit of Federal Reserve notes, a little silver, a little gold, a little platinum. It could be a check made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Thank you for all you do. And I've been on air now over 20 years, going on 21 years. Now, I thought this was an interesting thing here, too. Alabama Secretary of State and this was posted at the General MC News, posted at 8:06 p.m. And that was Thursday yesterday, 2024, the 15th. Breaking story. Alabama Secretary of State discovers thousands of non-citizens registered to vote. Well, that ain't right. If they're not citizens, they're not supposed to vote in an election. However, they have been registered. And they've been registered in a lot of places. Registered in a lot of places. And consequently, I'm going to tell you what. Trump was leading on all this stuff. They're doing the polls differently. You've got Kamala Harris saying she wants to do all kind of things. She, first of all, she's saying that it's Trump's 2025, which it isn't. It's the Heritage Foundation's 2025 report. And they keep lying about that. And sure, maybe somebody who knows Trump or worked with Trump would want this to be his wish list, and that's what he said it has been. But this was not his platform at the Republican convention, not the platform. But nevertheless, Trump is having to get a little sharper because this thing is being carried, allegedly, by the mainstream media. All the EIEIO medias, CBS and ABC, NBC, all the big old-time newspapers and stuff. And, you know, 9 out of 10. And then maybe you got Fox, but even Fox is hedging the bet a little bit. It keeps hedging their bets. So I'm going to tell you what. I don't hear much from McConnell. I don't hear much from even the Speaker of the House. I don't hear much from other regular Republicans. I don't hear anything going on. And I don't see the ads breaking and being spent. Money on the ads being spent. When they're just sitting there at the country club and they're saying, oh boy, looks like Trump did Biden in. We'll get old Kamala. Well, they're carrying Kamala on the road. And then you're going to either have a martial law, which may already be in vogue, basically, because it's always been in since basically December 24th, 1933. The Emergency Powers Act of 1933. Or the Emergency Powers Act, Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933, a.k.a. the Emergency Powers Act, which then was revisited again back in the 50s. And then when Kennedy came in, he delineated executive orders, which were put in. And if you've ever looked up Kennedy's emergency executive orders, you ought to see what those are, JFK. But then they got him, obviously. I've told you about that aspect of it. When I was down there, in Dallas, and met right in the old pergola, right by the grassy knoll. And, that's when we saw the I saw the House Select Committee on Intelligence. Robert Grodin was in there, and he was selling his books, and he had videotapes, and he was just in there. And it was drizzling rain, which is why he was in the pergola. And just out of the road, out of the way. And then that's when I went in there, and I started talking to him because I recognized him. And I told him, we started talking about Oswald and different stuff and where everybody was at. Oh, this is interesting. Interesting story. Mysterious ring-shaped UFO. Now, this is a previous story seen in the clouds above Venezuela. But now, this story just sent to me by B&EFB. God bless you out there. And may Lord Jesus provide you all medical miracles. Ominous black ring appears over United States state. It's from the dailymail.com by Ellen LaPointe. It hovered over for about 10 minutes before vanishing over Virginia. Over Virginia. So now a black ring UFO, or who knows what they are, UAPs or whatever they are. I just like to call them UFOs because it's more fitting. More fitting. But a mysterious black ring appeared in the blue skies over Virginia this week, which hovered for about 10 minutes before vanishing. Out of Williamsburg area, locals flooded news station around 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday when they spotted the ominous circle over a major highway. Ron Stepp said he was working near Eastern State Hospital when it appeared like a huge smoke ring in the sky. Others reported the sighting from nearby neighborhoods, suggesting it was visible for miles. Similar black rings have been spotted in other locations, with fires and explosions being cited as the likely cause. This one's probably a portal or some kind of a craft coming through the veil. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to tell you what. The aliens can come. Martial law in a heartbeat, because Biden might have a heart attack. Or I'm not wishing any of that. I'm just saying this is all satirical and allegedly and opinions and all of it anymore. Because I'll tell you what. Who knows what's really going on? Who knows what's really going on? You see what I'm saying? Well, some of it I do know what's going on. Here we go. The WHO has reportedly instructed the world government to prepare for lockdowns due to monkeypox outbreak. I guess it's been in Sweden now. Okay, monkeypox. So there you go. There's another possibility, right? Another possibility, huh? Biden administration is also working to finalize a hostage and ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas by next week. Well, I tell you what, that may or may not happen. May or may not happen. But I remember when Israel was forced to give up the Gaza. They basically decided to give up the Gaza. They didn't want to administer it. They had all kind of trouble in there. And then when they turned it over and they had elections in the Gaza, and then bingo, they elected, the people elected Hamas. They elected Hamas. And then they started to have the trouble. And then trouble began and began and began and began. A ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild weasel. I've been telling you now for years. Of course, Kamala Chameleon wants to take your Meijer or your Kroger store or your wherever you shop, your Save-A-Lot, your Price Chopper, your Dominick's, whatever. She wants to get onto them with the Federal Trade Commission because they're 1.6% profit. And I've known this years and years ago. One to one and a half percent profit on groceries, on grocery stores, net profit. I mean, the people that have big margins are the high techers. They're the people with big margins. Apple and other digital companies. I mean, it's like nuts. But what it is showing, and I, for one, say that they don't care about the Luciferian Walsh. They vetted him. They knew what he was because I'm going to tell you straight again. I'll tell you one more time again. It is possible and has some higher probability than you think that we could have a communist president and vice president after the November 5th election. And I pray that we do not. But I'm thinking to you, and thinking out loud, and you need to think about it, and you need to think real strong and hard on it too. You better get you some long-term storage food. That's freeze-dried, dehydrated, so it takes up less room. And yes, it's expensive, but you can order it and get it, or you can go out to a Bass Pro or a Cabela's or Shields. There's different, all the different companies everywhere that have it on the hoof. You may see it at Walmart, some of it at Walmart. You also have Wise and different other types of long-term storage food. Patriot Supply, Four Patriots, all kind of different stuff. Wherever you can get long-term storage food, you ought to try to get at least a year's supply. If you had a lot of money out there, and some people do, don't bet that you're going to have it all after taxes anyway when Kamala Chameleon might be in, because they're talking about up to an 80-90% tax rate because she wants to give $25,000 to up to 4 million first-time home buyers. Try that in your calculator because it don't compute. Let me tell you, it says error at the end. You got over 10-0 error is what you got. But you get into the trillions. You get into the trillions. And that's what she said she wanted to do today. So that means basically that the government takes over all housing. And then if you've got the government, and it's really kind of crazy because she had a Freudian slip. And she said price gauging. She may not even know what price gouging is. I think she does, but it's the Freudian slip was the gauging. These are the anomalies. So that tells me that they don't care about it and that, quite frankly, they're either going to have some kind of a thing that declares martial law, or you're going to have a World War III scenario that martial law is declared again. And then guess who's going to be the secret police? The secret police are going to be the Red Chinese, the secret police that wear the nice little backpacks. They're going to be the Venezuelan gangs. They're going to hire these people The illegal immigrants, the illegal migrants coming in will be the secret police, and they will run roughshod over anybody who cannot defend their own property or their own rancho or their own business, their own vehicle, defend their family and their neighbors, their friends, and what have you. You better buy food. You better buy water purification. And, yeah, the old black market filters are not around anymore, but you can still get the Selsun British Birkenfeld filters, the Berkey filters that fit those, that are ceramic and the silver part. You can get Aquarains, Alexa Pure, Katydyn filters, and Katydyn combis, and there's other types too. But you better have water and water storage, water blocks, or the little 15-gallon or 10-gallon or whatever, 5-gallon different containers, blue containers. And you need to have enough water stored to reconstitute your freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. I know I'm belaboring all this point, and it's sexier to know what the secret stuff is. And I'm trying to tell you here. And now it's come out about the pipeline, the blowing up of the Zelensky crew, Ukrainians, and blowing up of the pipeline back a while ago, that was a plot. Allegedly, that's coming out now. And allegedly, the CIA, the EIEIOs told them not to do it. But then, who wants to believe them also? Who wants to believe them also when the shooters from that guy, officer telling his men in plain clothes that we had a shooter on the Dallas County Records building. We had a shooter in the Dow Techs. We had two up here. We had the guy behind over here, bop, 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 in the manhole covers, all this different stuff. And that's when old Hawk went around the corner and said, don't you have that on the sand table at the back lot at Bragg all laid out? And then I told you that what probably was a master sergeant, tall, tough black gentleman, says, yeah, we do. And then the officer got scary Harry. And then even the House Select Committee on Intelligence guy says, what in the heck are you doing, buddy? Talking to them like that, I said, don't look at me. You're all the one that killed him. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, these people, are starting to get to be, unbelievable. And I'd like to believe our intelligence people, but they're the ones that say 51 intelligence officer said that Trump is wrong. You say, hey. And then this is here as a quote from Obama. Thank you there. Y'all be careful down there in them old crossroads, boys. He said, you were talking about them illegals being used against us as a security force. That made me remember this quote from the Abomination of Desolation. That's my words, not the person's here. And Obama said, we cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, and just as well funded. Obama, 2008. And then here's the deal. To achieve the national security objectives that we have set. Well, the national security objectives, there you go. And you recall, I read to you out of this so many times. And it's Obama's executive order. Also from that era, but from actually new executive order signed by Obama effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. January the 12th, 2010, I wrote this. Brother Quayle posted it at stevequayle.com. Probably not up there anymore. And I said, one must read this one closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the president in a system of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from. You might just experience a chill up your spine when you think about that. But note that when all the states, in essence, will have been taken over, at least on paper, by the president, and will be administered militarily, then you better read carefully Section 2 functions of the executive order, and you will clearly see how these functions can be, especially item E, which is the language sufficiently broad and loose that a tank battalion can be driven through it. Now let's see here. Let me see if I can turn to that right now, because this is, like I said, fits in exactly with what my brother sent me here. And then there's another one from August 18, 2009, or prior to that. Bank holiday possible from August 26th through October 2009 will be no picnic, but Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. I'll tell you what. You write these things, you do these kind of things, they don't like you. The devil don't like you for sure. But let's see, Section 2-E. Functioning. Let me see if I can read this here. It's a little light on the... Functions. The council shall meet at the call of the Secretary of Defense or the co-chairs of the council to exchange views, information, and advice with the Secretary of the Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security, and the Counterterrorism. This is awful light print. Counterterrorism Task Force. And then all of this, basically, if you want to look this up, it's the White House, the Office of the Press Secretary for Immediate Release, Executive Order, January 11th, 2010, Establishment of the Council of Governors. You go read that for yourself. But the Section E, I'm telling you, they're coming. They're coming. It's not going to be just an election where it's like a moderate Joe Biden, bop, bop, bop. What this is going to be is a full-blown socialist communist deal, and they will do it. and they don't care if they start a civil war. They'll have martial law. If they need to, they'll go to the World War III, and that's all there is to it. They don't care. These people on the Luciferian communistic side of stuff are going to go for the whole nine yards. They're going to try to eat the whole inch and a lot of three times, puke it back up and eat it again. I'm going to tell you. And if you don't think, oh, that may not happen. Well, I'm warning you it could. Trump's warning you it could be a communist deal. But I'm going to tell you what. You better get your food, your water purification equipment, your water storage. You had better get your firearms, because the chameleon and her Lucy Dance Walser, the chameleon has stated unequivocally in 2019, unequivocally, that she supported mandatory gun buyback policy. Doesn't say, oh, well, you've got a nice Weatherby rifle, or you've got a nice Remington or Winchester with a beautiful scope and all kind of stuff. Or you've got a Kimber high-quality pistol, or a real nice Colt, or a Glock, or a Sig Sauer. Well, you know, they ain't going to pay you $2,000-$3,000 for a top quality rifle. You know what they're going to pay you in the mandatory buyback? Probably $50 a firearm. So you just have to lose it, you see. And then long ago, but not that far away, I told you about somebody overhearing, even a Canadian, a Canadian general who talked about these crazy Americans. They don't understand that when we come to the home, that it'll be plop, plop, fizz, fizz, and we'll just put them on a truck. They're going to argue about this or that or the other. That ain't going to be the way it's going to be. Apparently, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, August 16th, 2024, apparently, Hal Turner World, somebody sent this to me. Ukraine, this is a possibility or probability. Reports are pouring out of the Ukraine, claiming the Ukraine armed forces are allegedly losing so badly in their fight against Russia that they're planning to detonate one or perhaps two dirty bombs at one or two nuclear power plants. The detonations could trigger the entry of NATO into the Russian-Ukraine conflict, which is going so badly for Ukraine, they're reportedly desperate enough to do something like this. In fact, the three separate military experts from the U.S., one in the United Kingdom, told, I believe him, Hal, that if Ukraine is losing so badly, their only hope is to have NATO to enter the war. If NATO does not enter, the Ukraine will be disintegrated before Christmas. Done in circle in the past 30 minutes talking about this. Inside Ukraine, update sources inside Ukraine who object to what their government seems to be planning report that the Ukrainian armed forces are preparing a dirty bomb false flag. See, ladies and gentlemen, here's your World War III. And the EIEIOs are going to say, oh, we ain't behind none of it, but the idea could have stemmed from it. tax religion going to hit the places where spent fuel from the nuclear power plant is stored? The timing of these detonations is not known. But military strategists theorize they may take place during another attempt by the Ukrainians to approach Rilsk, Russia, from the direction of Glukhov, Ukraine. Glukhov, Ukraine. Interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Fits right in with the fact that they're going to do whatever they can. They have the martial law and the World War III, and then it don't make any difference if Trump wins, doesn't win, or there won't be a necessary election. And then with Judge Mershon coming right on the thing, he sends Trump to jail or prison or house arrest in his apartment, only in Trump Towers, not in the whole building. Then I'm going to tell you what. Bingo, bango, bongo, and you've got trouble. You got trouble in a lot of river cities. Scholar Temecula was asking me about this afternoon as well. Let me just get this done here. Oh, I'll tell you what. I guess Alex Jones confirmed, and this is from the Scholar Temecula, deep state plan to jail Trump on September 18th at Rikers Island. Oh, okay. That's where they sent one of his bosses at Rikers Island. Now, that's more specific. And a man from Bravo Company says, will this lead to a civil war? Question mark. It will sure not do anything to deter it, for certain. And when people no longer can eat, then it starts. I'll tell you what, never ever give up, my brother. That's what your son told everybody with his wristbands and all the stuff. And he passed on from cancer, and he's in heaven now with the Lord Jesus. God bless him. God bless you. And he was a heck of a football player, too. Oh, now. J.D. Vance plane had to make an emergency landing. Boeing 737 carrying J.D. Vance makes emergency landing 1 week after Trump was forced to make a mechanical landing in Billings as opposed to going on to Bozeman. So now the vice presidential nominee's airplane was forced to make an emergency landing at Milwaukee International Airport on Friday after the main door reportedly opened mid-flight. Oh, well, isn't that interesting? The main door. That's interesting. Oh, maybe somebody loosened the bolts, huh? What do you think? Vance National Secretary Taylor Van Kirk said the pilot advised there was a malfunction with the door seal, and after clearing emergency, Trump Force 2 returned to Milwaukee. He was traveling with his wife, Usha, and dog Atlas during the scare, which resulted in the Milwaukee County Fire Department inspecting the plane before taking off again. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this reminds me of the time during the Clinton era when anybody who was going against Clinton, all of a sudden, like a certain person named Hines, whose plane crashed, and then, well, that's all old history from years ago. And this is from apparently on the X from Val Thor. Dr. Batar likely lost his life warning us of the plan. The COVID injections deliver a payload waiting to be activated. Okay. Now, if you followed Cliff High and the Webbots and any kind of thing he's dealing with, he's changing up some stuff in his life. And you remember a few years ago that there would be like 1.2 billion people die, one of his Alta reports. And other things in the reports have been coming home to roost, so to speak, from back then, because I remember them. And that is the key to this deal on that. Ladies and gentlemen, so much going on. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord Jesus would provide me with a medical miracle. And yes, when I sit here right at the computer in the radio area and I sit still, I can talk because the Lord Jesus has preserved my voice as best as it can be to continue to do what he needs of me, which was to strike blows against his enemies and warn the remnant of what is to come and how to possibly prepare. And I'm going to tell you what, if you do not have firearms, which is your Second Amendment right, okay, and your right to defend your family, yourself, your property, if you do not have that, you should get some. And if nothing else, you can go to a gun store, and you could get, if you had to, like an inexpensive 12-gauge pump shotgun. You could get a 22 long rifle, rifle or pistol. You will be possible after that. You could also get a 308, a good deer rifle. I like a good deer rifle with a scope. And in a 308 or a 30-06, whatever it is you like, if you could get and you had the ability to get, and you may be able to borrow these from your grandfather or your uncle or your neighbor, the gun nut, old gun nut, Greenbrier, or somebody, that you could borrow one or two of them in exchange where you say, hey, look, when they come down our block, you and I, I'll stand with you, get them. I'll stand with you, get them. Here's the clincher, the source in the Ukraine. This is about the possibility of the Ukraine and using false flag nuclear warheads have been delivered possibly to Vostoknoy mining and processing plant in the town of Zeltyevody in the Dnipropetrovsk region. And that's from a source in Ukraine said that special warheads for the false flag have already been delivered. Underline. God bless you out there, Mr. Seahorse. Old crazy horse. I was thinking about that old great medicine wheel up there, too, that you have been up to in Wyoming various times. I was thinking about that, and I saw a picture of it. I was thinking about all the different ones I'd seen, too. And the different things that are going to happen. And all I know is that the trickster God is in the driver's seat running the show. and Lucifer is running a lot of the stuff that's ongoing. And I will tell you this. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evince a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is reading out of the Declaration of Independence. And I bought this Declaration of Independence at Thomas Jefferson's home in Virginia. Sitting down there looking out and looking down to the University of Virginia. And incidentally, they're going to have all this stuff coming up. All this stuff coming up. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an amazing thing. Power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, everybody. Go out and prepare. Go out and prepare, prepare, prepare. Any prayers are most welcome. And pray for all those in your own family and your own friends as well. Get ready to understand what's going to go down. Mighty men and women of valor, use your hot technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of the true American, Bill of Rights, patriots. Bandango Rings, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. And he'll take care of you and help you. Mickey LaPua, you stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. And then head to Porky's. Road and Track and Little L, God bless you. And your Muay Thai ninja ways. You say hello to Tiger Tommy. Tiger T. For me. And I thank you for all you do out there. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare, prepare, prepare.